first, and then the city.
Yeah. So has anyone in the room who wants to do, present testimony on Parma, have you signed in? Is there anyone who hasn't? So we're going to assume everybody's signed in, so we'll have the clerk do the swearing in for testimony then.
Michelle Barron, Amber Luter, Arbai Mberwa, Dan Lister, Jay Gibbons, Jeannie Gifford, Jacob Qualls, Angie Lee, Margie Watson, George Crookham. If I could have everybody raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you for catching that. Okay, with that, we'll hand it over to DSD.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Today I will be presenting the Area of Impact Proposal for the City of Parma. Is that loud enough? Do I need to use the microphone?
If they think so.
Is everybody in the back hearing it okay or not?
No.
A little loud.
Okay.
The Idaho State Statute 676526 regarding area of impact for cities within the counties was updated during the 2024 Idaho State Legislative Session. Each city was directed to work with the county jurisdiction to either establish, confirm, or modify the current area of impact based on 5 criteria that were put in place with the updated state statute. Canyon County has worked with each city to bring forward at a public hearing the evidence to support their requested area of impact. A deadline for compliance with the updated Idaho Code 676526 is December 31st, 2025. The county commissioners shall make the final decision for the area of impact boundaries within their county. The areas of impact shall be planned for growth and development and should not be used to stop growth and development that conforms to applicable plans and ordinances. Areas of impact should be based on the ability and likelihood of a city or cities to annex lands within the area of impact in the very near future. The counties and cities shall review their area of impact boundaries at least every 5 years. The full Idaho State Statute 676526 can be found in Exhibit B1 of the staff report. The City of Parma requests to significantly reduce their existing area of impact as shown on the screen and in a hand-drawn version as Exhibit A2 in the staff report. The City of Parma's proposed area of impact is 1,369 acres, which is a 10,892 acre reduction than what was in the current area of impact. The city limit acreage is approximately 711 acres, and that is also included within the area of impact as shown up above. For Idaho State Statute 676526-4A, there are 5 criteria that a city must provide evidence in support of if they are wishing to either establish, confirm, or modify the area of impact. The next several slides will cover each and how the City of Parma has met each criterion. City of Parma is anticipating moderate commercial and residential growth in the proposed area of impact. The city has proposed a reduced area of impact that directs the city's growth in 2 areas that are just past the current city boundaries. During the city's presentation, they will speak to the potential development within the next 5 years. As seen on the zoning map, there are parcels that are zoned residential, as well as some industrial within the proposed area of impact. The future land use map for Canyon County also shows areas of light industrial and commercial within the proposed area of impact. Highway 95 and the Union Pacific Railroad runs through the City of Parma and through portions of the proposed area of impact. The southern portion of the city limits and the southern portion of the proposed area of impact as floodplain areas from the Parma drain. The soils in the proposed area of impact are primarily Class 3 soils, which are moderately suited, and land of statewide importance if irrigated and reclaimed of excess salts and sodium. There are no geographic factors that would prohibit the growth that is proposed in the area of impact update. Floodplain measures would be in effect per state, county, and or city code in the areas where there is an existing floodplain. The City of Parma adopted its Transportation Master Plan in August of 2024, which can be found in Exhibit A48. The main thoroughfare in Parma is State Highway 95. It's referred to as Grove Street as it passes through the city and runs through the center of the city in the northeast-northwest direction. Grove Street connects US 2026 to the City of Notice. Highway 2026 turns into 95 as it enters into the Parma area, and Interstate 84 is approximately 13 miles north on Highway 95 near Fruitland. Union Pacific Railroad also runs through Parma to provide commodities transport. There is a pathway between the elementary school and the middle schools, as well as many sidewalks. With Highway 95 running through Parma, as well as the Transportation Master Plan that speaks to continued growth and maintenance of roadways, staff finds this criterion can be met. The City of Parma anticipates providing municipal water and sewer to the proposed area of impact within the next 5 years. The City of Parma has judicial confirmation to update and expand the sewer treatment facility. In 2025, a wastewater treatment plant facility plan was created. The most recent wastewater treatment facility update is in the process of being completed. The update to the plant will remedy some issues as well as include room for expansion into the proposed area of impact. $6 million is currently budgeted for the FY 2026 year. The City of Parma Water Master Plan was created in 2023 and is consistently being reviewed and updated as projects are identified, funded, and completed. The City of Parma expects development to pay for itself and have a proportionate share of infrastructure development provided by developers. According to Canyon County School District map, Parma School District currently serves the proposed area of impact that can be seen in Exhibit B42. The Parma School District was notified, but no comments were received by the comment deadline. It's not anticipated that Parma School District will be negatively impacted by the requested area of impact boundary. The City of Parma works with Parma Rural Fire District on developments, continuing to ensure adequate fire flow and hydrant placements. The City of Parma Police Department supports safety in the community and provides a school resource officer to the Parma School District. The City of Parma Police Department also provides contracted police services to the City of Notice. Per State Law 67-6526, in addition to the five criteria for the cities to establish an area of impact, there are three additional requirements. In the next several slides, I will present them. The City of Parma's proposed area of impact does not exceed 2 miles outside of Parma city limits and does not exceed the areas that are very likely to be annexed to the city within the next 5 years. The requested area of impact reaches approximately 1/2 mile from the city limits at the farthest boundary. The proposed area of impact encompasses full parcels. The proposed impact area does not cross county boundary lines. The proposed impact area does not overlap with the neighboring city's area of impact. Notification was done as required by code. The agency and public comments can be seen in Exhibit C and D of the staff report. In consideration of the application and supporting materials, staff concludes that the proposed area of impact boundary modification is compliant with Idaho State Law 67-6526, and the impact boundary should be adopted as shown in Exhibit A2 of the staff report. The decisions that you have today in front of you are up on the screen right now. And thank you for your attention, and I will stand for any questions.
I don't have any. Thank you. All right. City of Parma.
Can we hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, because I'm very soft-spoken. So this is mainly for the public so they can hear what we went through. The City of Parma reviewed the following factors to help confirm the boundaries for the proposed area of impact. The following factors were considered: geographical proximity to the Boise and Snake Rivers, geographical proximity to Paya County, geographical proximity to Oregon border, transportation infrastructure systems with Highway 95, Highway 26, including Anderson Corner, the Notice Parma Highway District, historical sites of interest, Old Fort Boise Historical Site Wildlife Management Area, which is outside of the area of impact, or proposed area of impact as well, Fort Boise and Riverside Ferry, Roswell area, Parma Fire District, Parma School District, Parma Post Office, Parma Public Library Service Area, Parma Police Department Call Area, and our culture. We have a strong agricultural base with large parcels of generational working farms. The nearby attractions, the various wineries and vineyards, and areas where municipal or public service or water are expected to be provided within 5 years. We did notice today during our quick review that the University of Idaho, which is serviced by the City of Parma, is outside the even the proposed area of impact. So that map will probably need to be redrawn. Okay. I went over your comprehensive plan, the 2030 and the 2020. And I love this trust thing here. And so the citizens understand transparency is open governance and clear communication, embracing honesty, accountability, and integrity. Respect, recognition of each individual's values, experiences, and opinion. Unify, a dynamic, dignified process of coming together that seeks the best possible outcomes with gratitude for each contributor. Service, excellence in government through service-oriented leadership that benefits the community. Teamwork, commitment to involve individuals or groups to achieve a shared goal and to cultivate positive experiences. The 2030 Canyon County Comprehensive Plan final document did not have a working group identified for Parma, but did have for all the other communities in the county. Parma is mentioned 24 times. Most of that is population, schools, roads, Notice Parma Highway District. In contrast, the 2020 Canyon County Comprehensive Plan final document mentions Parma 56 times. Again, no working organizations, but that one didn't list anybody. The Idaho Right to Farm Act protects farmers and ranchers from nuisance lawsuits by prohibiting them when the agricultural operation is conducted according to the general accepted practices. The law prevents local governments from enacting ordinances that declare a farm nuisance, although it includes exceptions for negligent or improper operations and allows for nuisance waivers when new properties are developed. So what does that mean? That means that the City of Parma is not going to be taking anybody's property. We want people to continue to farm. However, when those farmers choose to sell or want to be annexed, we'll go into that. So the right to farm does not protect non-agricultural activities, residential, commercial, or industrial property development, and uses not associated with the production of agricultural products or improper or negligent operations which are not in conformity with federal, state, and local laws and regulations or permits and adversely affects the public health and safety. Idaho Code 22-4501 and 22-4504 or through 4504. Now I jumped into your zoning codes. So Canyon County Ordinance Chapter 9, Article 15, which outlines the area of impact for the City of Parma, appears to be adopted or edited December 23rd, 1994. It adopted a map identifying the City of Parma impact area, entered into a joint powers agreement, application of the latest version of the Canyon County Comprehensive Plan as amended to include applications with the city impact area for Parma's input and shall give due consideration application of Parma's subdivision ordinance within the AOI, 1 mile approval by the city. There is a mutual agreement of the City of Parma's boundary only, and the Parma City subdivision ordinance shall prevail by ordinance 94-019. On April 16, 2008, it adopted the impact area by ordinance 08009. So Kent County Chapter 11, Article 1 does not include Parma Rural Fire in any impact fee imposition. By supporting an area of impact as presented, it will allow the city to collect impact fees for the Parma Rural Fire District when development occurs, which will add to their ability to expand their services, which support not just the new development, but also the agricultural properties and citizens in their district. The county should enter into an agreement and process for collecting Parma Rural Fire impact fees now. We all know House Bill 389 has messed with us all. The growth is coming this way, and I will attest to that. I was a former city clerk of Star. When I started there, there were 5,000 people. Within 4 years, that grew to over 20,000 people. That growth is coming this direction. Kent County Chapter 11 also does not include the Parma Notice Highway District in any impact fee imposition. These roads are projects. These roads and projects are also supported by the support of the agricultural community. So I want to make sure I come from another county, not Ada County, but my home county of Adams County. There was a great disconnect between one community and the rest of the county. I want to make sure that we get those same services that we pay for, right? So make sure Kent County comes that way. And I've got a great example coming up too. So Ida Code 6765-206-1C, prior to conducting public hearings required, the city and county should work together to develop a proposed area of impact to be considered at the public hearing. I think we kind of did that. 2A, an area of impact must be established before a city may annex adjacent territory pursuant to section 50-222. That's important to note, that we just can't come back and annex somebody and they have to be in the area of impact first. I mean, it's pretty clear there. 6765-206-4A-1-5. These are the considerations. Anticipated commercial and residential growth, geographical factors, transportation infrastructure and systems, including connectivity, areas where municipal or public sewer and water are expected to be provided within 5 years, and other public service district boundaries. I think that we've met that with the post office, we've met that with the school district, the fire district, the cemetery districts, which they need property and they need it fast. 4B, it's likely to be annexed within the next 5 years, but not exceed more than 2 miles. We've met that. Not crossing county boundaries. We've met that, even though I wish it were pushed out all the way to Payette County, mainly for Anderson Corner, which I don't know if that's in Adams or in Canyon County or Payette County.
It's in Canyon.
Which side of the road?
All of it. The county line is north of that intersection by quite a ways.
So on one side of the highway is Canyon and one side is Payette?
No. The road going to Nessa is entirely within Canyon County.
Okay.
The Canyon County line is further north of that.
Okay. It's very confusing driving from Payette every day because I see one sign on one side and then 3 miles later I see the other sign.
That's our state highway. I'm not in charge of those signs.
Okay. But coordination, cooperation. Okay. 4K. 4E. The county comp plan shall apply and the adoption of the subdivision ordinances. Or the county comp plan shall is what we will follow, right? 4K will allow the representation on the Planning and Zoning Commission of the City of Parma proportionate to the population. So by reducing these area of impact, you're also reducing the public's ability to participate in planning and zoning decisions at the city level. So nowhere in 6765-206 does the legislature require agricultural to be considered as part of the decision to modify an area of impact. The city is not proposing to change any zoning of the land within the area of impact as it cannot arbitrarily petition, as the city is required to follow all of the State Land Use Act. The city is not proposing to change a future land use map of the Canyon County Comprehensive Plan 2020-30. And then I talked about University of Idaho being outside of even the current area or the proposed area of impact. So we need to make sure that that gets taken care of. Looking at the agency comments, DEQ said nothing or no comments. Public comments, Rower did not understand what an area of impact update was about and how it would affect her property. It will not affect her property in any negative way. In fact, some might say it will improve its marketability if she ever chooses to sell it. Plus, the county cannot increase taxes on it because of its location within the area of impact. And the city has no tax authority outside of the jurisdiction. 2D, the unsigned letter, talks about growth, which every Idahoan is feeling. However, everyone complains when it's not planned for. You need to think about that too. D3 and D4, in my opinion, the adjectives used were to incite fear-mongering, that kind of thing. Educating the public cannot be just sending out false mass emails or text messages, as I learned today. Community advocacy cannot just be when it helps a certain aspect of electorate or stating that you work with local governments when you don't. Strategic planning cannot just mean to say not in any development. It actually involves planning and working with all stakeholders, not just the ones who are that electorate. In recent weeks, I have seen the Canyon County Sheriff inmate work crew working on our local roadways, either picking up trash or flagging for minor road repair. This is the type of cooperation and coordination is really helpful for all of us. So new growth is coming. Since we submitted our proposed area of impact, I've already taken calls on three developments. Two of which will provide infill and another outside of the city limits, but within the proposed area of impact. They are broken down in this manner: 90 homes, 5 units, and 90 more homes. Because of an NDA, I can't literally turn around and share all that other stuff until I actually get an application. Some of the things I hear from people all around the state, because I travel the state, I've been doing this for over 20 years, or just that 20 years, and I have a lot of friends everywhere. Housing is so expensive, traffic is horrible, the air quality is nasty, the schools are overcrowded, our legislature is not looking out for Idaho, I can't afford groceries, no one seems to be working together, and finally, growth is too fast. I think you guys have all heard that too. With proper planning, so many of these things can be mitigated. We need to plan ahead of this wave, which is coming. Growth needs to pay for growth. Ignorance needs to step aside and allow appropriate planning to take place. Transparency, back to your trust. I hope this legislative body has been transparent in their decision making to ensure that integrity can easily be lost. Respect, I hope this legislative body respects the rule of law and understands that the only legal reason for making a decision on the area of I are those five things. Unify, I hope our local agencies partners understand that Parma is its own community, but is welcoming to all factual opinions. Service, I hope our current county legislative body serves the greater good. And teamwork, commitment to involve individuals or groups to achieve a shared goal and to cultivate positive experiences. In my time in STAR, I never had an organization come and do what I saw at the last hearing. And I've been in Parma since February, and I've never had an organization come and even talk to us about our area of impact. This law has been on the books for 2024. Since 2024, they should have known about it. That's what their process is to come and educate the public and the planners and all of that. That's their 501c3 statement. So I take great insult when they say this and then they come here and they say this and then they never even try to come to the table except for here when there's a decision. Because many eyes make a lot of things not go wrong, like U of I being outside of this proposal. That's very, very frustrating because U of I, as you know, is Idaho's only land trust university. You know, so anyway, that concludes my testimony, and I know that you'll have a lot of work and a lot of things to think about. And I do appreciate all three of you and everybody with the development team. So, do you have questions?
I do have questions. So, thank you for your presentation first and being here. I think I met you over when you were still working
in your
Chadwick, so it's nice to see you. Could you, I know without violating your NDAs, but can you tell us where in this that you've got planned development?
So,
quarter section or something, if you divide that?
I
no.
Because the map is so hard to read, and I apologize. One of the 90 units is within the city.
Okay.
Within the city. The other, the five is also within the city. So those are infill. They're developments all together. The other one is just barely outside of city limits. So it's to the north portion towards U of I. So, you know, there's that. So, you know, I think also in my original letter, I talked about areas of impact and planning for, like, between us and notice. I know that this board doesn't want to see urban sprawl. Nobody wants to see urban sprawl. So we just want to make sure that when growth comes between notice and Parma, that this board sees a smart growth pattern. You know, and I know you will, because I'll be here.
Lord willing.
Confidence.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Are you able at this time to point out where U of I is on the map for the record?
Yeah, you can stand up and walk over the scroll.
Yeah, it's so small.
It took us a lot of.
It's ready. See?
It's a small little.
Right out of here.
But
this
then they own a whole bunch over here.
But
as
that's
well.
Where
but
the
that's not
facility
where we're serving.
Is converted.
Right.
And it took quite a bit of. I love your website, but hate your website. The GIS thing is fun at times. To be able to identify a particular parcel and then see who the owner is. But we did finally achieve that about a half an hour before we left.
Okay, so I'm a bit muddled. How would you change the proposed map to include them? Is that what I'm understanding?
And that I just don't know. I mean, we would, because it has to be contiguous to all parcels. So I didn't, literally, it was a half an hour before we jumped in the car to get here. So I have no idea. I thought about calling our attorney because I don't know if with our ordinance servicing them, if that now makes it a violation that we're violating our own ordinance by servicing somebody outside of the area of impact. That makes sense. So I don't know that legal question. I don't know if any of your attorneys know that legal question.
Usually it's called an extraterritorial service agreement with a municipality and an outside entity, whether it's public or whether it's private or whether it's commercial. You should have some kind of extraterritorial agreement or ordinance within your city to do that. Sometimes cities just get in a hurry and they don't do all of the proper ordinancing to do it.
Yeah.
Then it relies back to a legal motion and carry through decision of the city council. They're the policy makers and they're the managers of the utilities. So
yeah. So we would have to modify that.
You might.
But so then, you know, that makes it even more serviceable.
It
you
is.
Know, for growth.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an important consideration.
Yes, it is. And that, you know, I don't have any developments way up there yet.
Okay.
So
Other questions?
Good for testimony.
All right. Okay, I guess
that'll
do it. We can have you back up for rebuttal. So we'll start with the public testimony, and I haven't seen no people walk into the gallery, so I assume all who want to speak or testify are already signed up. So let's proceed.
Jeannie Gifford.
Is there a Jeannie Gifford in the gallery? All right. Move on to the next.
Angie Lee.
I think she covered most of us.
Oh, come on, Angie. Okay.
Margie Watson.
Have a seat and state your name and address, please.
Margaret Watson, 29580 Apple Valley Road, Parma, Idaho, 83660. I'm just going to reiterate, the University of Idaho is on both sides of Highway 95 in that area. And they have farmland that is theirs that they farm, but it's very crucial. There's millions of dollars of expense that went into that new area, and they refurbished it. And the city was kind enough to put services out there because they didn't have the possibility to do that.
Right.
And so it is, they are ag, even though they're buildings
right.
and science. And so I don't want you to lose sight of that. Your maps are terrible. I mean, you can't read. I'm struggling to see what the old, is it the blue up there that is the old impact area?
It is.
And the new impact area is the pink.
Or the purple.
Purple, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, I think we have to look at Parma is ag. We've been farming in the Parma area since 1912. So we are ag, but we have to realize we have to have workers, we have to have the schools. And on the east side, where the school is, where is the area of impact? Because I can't read it. And I've had several people call me about it. And so, on the east side, what is your, is it going across Parma Road, your area of impact?
Let them try to look that up. It would appear that it is. And it's not our map, it's the city's map.
I understand.
Okay.
But I'm just saying those are, making it smaller, as you remember. Okay, so we're still big enough to do that. Okay, all right.
It's just, this is Walker.
Okay.
Do you see,
I get it. Okay, so as you know, Brad, you were in that when there was the pool that we were supposed to have notice in Parma's impact area to touch. I mean, it was cuckoo what they made us do. And now I just want to make sure that we're not doing too small for what we need to have for Parma to stay what it needs to stay doing. But the University of Idaho is mainly why I was here, that has to stay. I mean, I was on that committee at the University of Idaho, and they are hoping to enlarge dormitories for doctoral students and all of that. So this water and sewer is crucial, and we need to look at that to the north.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Questions?
Okay. George Crookham.
Afternoon, George Crookham, 22604 Our Vista Way, Caldwell, Idaho. First of all, we'd like to thank the City of Parma We think they did a wonderful job in following the new statute. Very, very impressive giving the small resources that they have. Second of all, as far as reaching out late in the game, Growing Together did reach out to the City of Parma on May 12th, asking for involvement in this process or offering our assistance, and we heard no response. Other than that, congratulations, Parma and County, and I'll stand for questions.
George, does your group have a, do they have any opinion on the U of I property to the north that's currently outside of the map?
Chairman Holden, thank you. That was on my list and I missed it.
Okay.
Definitely, the U of I, the area of the buildings there should be supported completely. I agree with Margie that the surrounding farmland, though, it doesn't require those services. Absolutely. And again, Parma, thanks for finding that and making that correction. I hope you guys support that. That's a really important aspect to our county and has been, you guys, for over for many, many decades.
People have no idea how vitally important it is.
Yeah, especially, you know. Yeah. I'll leave it at that, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
I don't have any.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is all I have signed up.
That's all we have for signed up for testimony. Is there anyone left in the room who's changed their minds who would now like to give any verbal input? Margie?
I just have one question. Does that, what George said, so he's saying none of the farmland around it, doesn't it have to be contiguous to the city limits? So at some point, going south to north, it has to be contiguous. I just need a clarification.
No, not on a planning area.
It's, okay.
It's not.
Right. All right. Thank you so much.
So for DSD, do you have any drawing capabilities of it doesn't have to be exact, of drawing some kind of line out that goes, that would encompass the current facility out there to the north?
I don't have the exact map that is up currently to add to it.
Right.
But I could do it probably on our viewer, potentially, just with a measuring tool.
Okay. Let's try to do that so in today's hearing we can at least see conceptually of the generalized part that will be.
Chairman?
Yes?
I have a question, and it's based on Marty's testimony, but given the expansion that she's talked about with that Clark Road, that U of I Lane tees there at Clark Road, is that enough room? Is that too much room? What does that look like in that square to consider including that? I don't.
Yeah. That could be too much, but keep in mind, crossing 95 is University of Idaho. So you're looking at it going, Leslie, going all the way north to Clark. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, I can't see. I'm saying that the University of Idaho's land parcels are on both sides of Highway 95. So in my opinion, and I'm not a representative of the University of Idaho, I'm just saying in my opinion, if we're talking about servicing it and keeping it in an area of impact, it should be on both sides of 95, doing all of their land.
Thank you. I appreciate your input. We're just trying to get a feel.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. Mayor, do you have, Chairman, can I ask the mayor if she has any input on that?
Well, you could have, if you want to incorporate all of their land into the city limit, or into the impact area, great. But like you said, I don't think they'll develop anything on the other side of 95. You said just...
See, you don't ever know.
Yeah, that's true.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's 5 years out. So if it doesn't change anything, I mean, I don't think it could hurt, and we are acknowledging that.
Can you just do it by parcels?
There's 35 acres on the other side.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Can we just deal with like what we've done with the two other cities and request that the city come back with an updated map?
I think that's a good suggestion.
Scan down the road so we can
take up the next city from time to get their ducks in a row with the new information that they came up with today.
And that's consistent with what we've done with other cities, is to give them the opportunity to be comprehensive in their.
So the only nuance I'd like to discuss is that then we would limit any public testimony at that point just to the subject of the northern extension for the U of I issue.
Sure, I'm fine with that, Mr. Chairman.
Sounds good with that.
You can close public testimony and then have it, or do you want to have it open?
Chairman, can we, I would prefer to just leave it open what we're going to consider.
Okay. All right. That's what you'd like. Then
that's okay.
Then let's consider a continuance to a date and time certain that the city can put this together and work with DSE and get a map that goes with legal boundaries.
So quick question. Will we have to renotice those people that are, or are we just only? I'm just thinking public notice part. Because now we're expanding it. Do those people then need to be?
So, Chairman, I think because the area of impact was, and I'm going to look at Michelle and the planning staff, the area of impact was much larger before, and so everybody in that area that was removed should have been notified of today's hearing. And so any of those property owners, I think, that we're talking about should have been noticed for this hearing already, so there shouldn't be need for additional notice.
Okay. How much time do you think you would need? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 1 week?
Maybe a week. I don't think it'll take that
long. Do you want us to take it back before our council and have a new resolution then?
I don't require that, but you, city staff and mayor, may want that.
We have it, what is today?
We have it on the 11th, so.
Yeah.
So
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Shannon, what do we have in 2 weeks? Are we full on the 13th?
Mr. Chair, I have the hearing on the 13th at 1:30. It should not be heavily attended. It has not been through any of the process. So if you want to schedule it after that.
Okay, on the 13th. Okay, so three.
Michelle, do you think that will take like an hour? So if we 2:30 or is 3 better?
Probably 3.
All right, let's do 3. Three on the 13th, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to stab at a motion. So at this time, I would say that we need to pause and continue this till the 13th at 3 p.m. in this room. To continue deliberations and consideration of a modified map that's going to include in some shape or form the U of I research facility to the north. Not all of their farm ground, the facility. And I would make that as a motion that we continue that.
November,
for heaven's sakes, yes, November 13th.
I'll second.
For clarification, I heard you say November 13th, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I'm in favor.
November 13th at 3. All right. You two will keep me straight, I think. I hope. All right. Motion's been made. Motion's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So I would make a motion then that we adjourn until that time and date for this hearing.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.